I'm Ian, by the way. Hello, nice to meet you.
Hi, Ian.
Thanks for coming in for a very weird... Now, so I'm going to talk to the characters first. So I've not seen the play. So can you just talk into yours?
Hello.
Yours isn't working for some reason. Why is that? You should. Can you talk into yours?
Hello.
No one's.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Mm.
Hello.
Can you talk into yours?
Hello.
I don't think any of these are working. For some reason, that one's.
Sabotage.
That one's. That one doesn't seem to be working at all. Do you know how to do this stuff?
Yes, a little bit. Hang on.
Right, that
see.
One definitely
one,
is
two,
one.
Four.
One sec, let me get Vince.
Let's get someone who knows what they're doing. Before we start, I'm just
a
button.
Just a voice on the radio.
I just push buttons, I don't know what it does. See, it's showing that it's working, but I'm not hearing you in my headphones. That's the...
You try switching off and switching back on again.
That normally does it. Well, guess Vince knows what he's doing. He doesn't look like he knows what he's doing, but when he comes in... Boy, he's gonna. So I'll talk to the characters, and I've not seen the show. I'm sorry to say. So I know. So treat me like an idiot. Do treat me like an idiot. Vince.
Hi.
I don't think it's working.
I don't think it's working.
I can't hear through the headphones when they speak into the microphones.
Weird.
I don't think. Could you speak into your microphone again?
Hello.
See, it's definitely not coming through.
Nothing coming through. And this one's working.
That one's working.
Vince is our chief technician.
I'm going to touch stuff.
Go on, Vince. Touch me up.
I'm going to touch some stuff here. So
hello?
Hi.
Vince, can you hear me?
I can hear you a little bit, but not very much.
Oh, Vince, come on.
It's very, very quiet.
Twist my knobs.
I'm twisting your knobs, but nothing's happening. Some more?
Hello. I don't really know what to...
Okay, that's good.
Yep.
can we try this one here?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Tell me some more stuff.
What like? Can you hear me now?
Those are the things.
Yes?
Hi there. Can you hear me? Fabulous. Oh, yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Ooh, nice pipes.
You like it?
Very nice.
You feeling that?
I think it's really good to turn this down, maybe. Because these guys use me to put
flat.
Thank you,
Ben.
Thanks,
Ben.
Donkey
punch.
There we go.
Who just mentioned donkey punching?
That one there. That one right there. Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Right.
I think you do as well. If you look very close.
Is it?
There is a donkey punch.
So you're gonna you will need to get close to the microphones when we there we go. But I think are we all ready to go?
One sec. Yeah, nearly.
This is exciting, isn't it?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
lovely job.
Okay, so I'm joined by the cast. Quiet. I haven't started. So shh. I'm starting now. Who was that? stop it. Otherwise, this isn't going to go anywhere.
All right.
So, joined by the cast of Avenue Q.
Hello.
Yay!
Hello.
Now you can do it.
All right.
To be honest, I thought we were getting the cast of Hair. So I'm a little bit.
Oh, well, we're quite
hairy.
Wow.
In one.
Can we go from my right to left and introduce yourselves, please?
Hello, I'm Chuggy Monster.
Chuggy Monster?
No, Chucky.
Chuggy.
Trekkie!
Chucky!
Trekkie! Yes!
All right, calm down.
Oh my god, I've been here before.
I'm gonna write this down. Yeah, but she got the sack, that girl.
Did she?
Yes!
Oh,
so.
What did
you do, Trekkie? No. It wasn't my fault.
Okay, so.
I'm Yellow Bear.
Yellow Bear? Now, now you sound nice.
Oh, I am quite nice.
Are you gonna be nice and polite?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm just gonna. Who is love? Oh, Yellow Bear, I'm writing that down. Yes, okay, and who's this?
I'm Kate Monster.
Kate Monster?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, you sound nice. I suspect that you're probably not.
No, I'm lovely.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a kindergarten teacher.
Okay, and we have this gentleman here. Who are you?
I'm Gary Coleman.
What the hell?
You said it, Gary.
What you laughing at, man?
I'm sorry, I didn't recognise you, Gary. You've grown just like a half an inch.
Even when I walked in under the table.
How are you these days, Gary?
I'm not too bad. You?
Yeah, I'm fine. I was a big fan of yours in the 80s.
Oh, yeah? Where are we going with this?
I'm still a big fan.
Good.
Right. I never went off you. I never stopped
you
loving
didn't?
You.
And I never stopped loving you, Ian Lee.
Bless you, man.
That's all right.
That's the nicest thing that anyone has literally ever said to me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, okay, so the Avenue Q. Listen, can I be honest? I ain't seen it.
Oh, my God.
Can we go now?
No, don't. Listen, don't hate me. I've been, like, busy and stuff. I'm scared of musicals.
Why?
Because it's like singing.
You don't have to sing.
This is
you have to listen.
You're scared of musicals.
We you get scared of listening to CDs.
It's not like we're Les Mis, you know, or no, something else.
This is not the
we
type of music to be scared
called
of.
Everyone's a little bit racist, and mm-hmm. you can be as loud as the hell you want.
Everyone's a little bit what?
Everyone's a little bit racist.
What's your statistical evidence to support that thesis?
What?
I'm so careful now.
What?
How do you know that everyone's a little bit racist?
It's some people are a lot show. Racist.
Some people are a lot racist. They're naughty people, aren't they?
They're very bad people.
We don't like those. But the little bit racist people, are they okay? Is that what you're saying? That they're
everyone is.
That's
just
everybody.
A little bit.
Even Gary Coleman's a little bit racist.
Even Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman.
Especially Gary
he
Coleman.
He claims that he's a little bit racist.
So you're saying that because it's not like Les Mis or anything like that.
No.
Okay, Trekkie Monster. What songs do you get to sing?
My primary show-stopping number is called "The Internet Is for Porn."
That's a great one.
Yeah, it's a really good song.
I would
song.
Argue that that is partly my song.
Don't get too big for your boots now.
I start the number.
That is my number
fight now
in the show.
Hang on, calm down.
I don't think so.
Yellow Bear,
yes.
Who sings about the internet being mainly for porn?
Well, I would say that it's sort of a duet.
Don't even think about it.
I think most people would probably say that it was Trekkie, but Kate does definitely start it off.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Gary Coleman, ever looked at porn on the internet?
Every day. What about you, Ian Lee?
I've had to get a net nanny
Why
on
is
my
that?
Computer because I was looking at it too much.
Oh, no. What's too much?
Is that a real lady?
Explain to me.
A net nanny. So
a real lady?
No, it's not a lady. It's like a password-based secure. I'm giving away too much about my private.
You really are. I suggest you stop talking.
Problems.
He's a radio host. He can't.
If I don't talk, who else is going to do the talking?
Oh,
we'll take care of that for you.
Trekkie Monster, you can do the talking if you want.
All right, I'll do this, fine.
Okay, so you sing about pornography.
Yep.
Anything else that you sing about?
That pretty much covers it,
yeah. You just do one song?
Well, no, I pop up now and then. I have another one, but you need to see the show.
Okay, yeah. I'll come and see the show.
I'm not going to give the whole game away in like a small radio thingamajig.
Okay. It's not, hey, whoa, this isn't a small radio thingamajig.
this is
a
absolutely
big...
the best radio station
oh,
I've
good,
ever been
good,
on.
Good move.
You see what he did there? Huh? See what he did?
Clever guy, right?
Yeah, Gary, he got the name of the radio station in the sentence there. That's
well,
what he did.
That's what makes him so good.
Yeah, God damn it.
Gary, you're shrinking in that seat. Go and put
Is there something you did to me? Hold on here. I can't find nothing to bring it up.
Hey! I can't!
Stop that, Trekkie. No! Thank you. So anyway, songs.
Kate Monster, what songs do you get to sing, apart from the porno one?
I do sing a nice song at the end of Act 1 called It's a Fine, Fine Wine.
It's a fine... And what's that about?
It's basically... Well, if I tell you what it's about, it kind of gives the plot away a little bit.
Of the whole play?
I'm brokenhearted.
Okay, so it's... Okay, I'm going to try and guess what it's about. So it's about you finding someone to be in love with. Yes?
Go and see the show.
Kind of, but not you, really.
Kind
of. Okay.
You have to see the show.
Okay.
There's no excuse. You can come for £10.
Okay. Well, I was hoping I could come for free. Surely you could. I'm guessing doing this, I get a free.
Well, some people
get a freebie,
come for
don't I? I get a freebie for this, don't I?
You must be rich doing this show. You gotta have money. Yeah, no. You gotta have money.
It's. I haven't done TV for about 5 years, so yeah. I ain't got no money. My TV savings are long gone.
Radio did your parents steal it?
Yes, they did.
Mine did too. Back to
you
life.
Really are Gary Coleman.
I really am.
I wasn't sure to start with.
Believe me.
So, Yellow Bear.
Yeah.
Without giving away what happens in the play, mm-hmm. what happens at the end?
Oh,
come on!
Well, it's basically just about real life
okay.
and people discovering themselves and trying to discover themselves. And yeah.
Am I allowed to use the P word here?
Which
What's
one?
The P word?
I know what the P word is.
Your puppets.
What?
Whoa, hello. Hang on a second.
Hang on a second.
No, what?
Okay, has no one ever told you that?
We're not puppets.
No? Okay, what are you?
I'm a monster.
Okay, right. Yes.
I'm a bear.
Yes.
And I'm a monster.
I apologize. I'm
what
sorry.
What's wrong with you, Ian?
I'm sorry, Gary Coleman. I was.
I don't know. This guy's kind of rude.
Yeah, I bring my friends here to see you, and.
Come on. I was confusing you with the cast of Hair. I do apologize.
Okay.
They are all
they
puppets.
They are puppets.
They are puppets.
Yeah.
And I've seen where the hand goes. It's
yeah,
not
pretty.
Ain't nice. Now, listen, I know some people who have seen your show, and they've said it's very, very filthy. Very filthy.
In places.
It's kind of filthy.
I don't know. Well, yes. Kind of.
So what of it?
It's a bit naughty, it's a bit rude, but it's just funny and
okay.
love story as
okay.
well.
Okay, a mucky love story.
It's really mucky.
I've heard, without giving anything away, I've heard there's a bit where you see the old. I've heard that is on display on the stage. Is that right? Because
I don't know
you
what
can't.
That gesture means.
You know.
I think Kate may have something to say about
this. Are you talking about when Kate... Princeton and I made love?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no!
That's what you call it.
Something ugly.
That was some vigorous making love.
Yeah.
Kate, well, so you're happy to do that on stage, are you?
Well, yes.
I'm happy to watch.
Trekkie.
Every night.
You're a pervert.
I know! Embrace it!
Trekkie, you do... I get in the idea that you are a little bit,
Perverted?
Perverted. That's the exact word I was looking for, yes. But the perverted. Is that correct?
Well, that is all depending on your point of view.
Gary Coleman, how would you define perverted?
You know... Not Trekkie, he's just a male of the species. You know?
Oh, yeah!
That's all it is. We men. High five, Trekkie.
All right, careful.
It's quite hard in here.
Yeah, it's a distance. Okay, so Yellowbait, how do you feel about all this sex going on the stage? I can't believe you condone it.
I'm dancing while it's happening, so I must be quite happy about it.
Okay. She gets donkey punched during that number.
Whoa!
Wow, the DP.
Oh my God.
The DP for now I...
Careful, because DP can mean many, many things.
That probably happens as well. I'm trying to remember what the donkey punch is. That's not the same as the Dirty Sanchez, is it? That's something.
No. Dirty Sanchez is when I wet my
feet. Okay. For some reason, listen, you know you've sunk to a new level when you're using Gary Coleman as your voice of reason. Gary Coleman. The donkey punch, can you define it for us in a family-friendly way?
The donkey punch. When mom and dad
love each other very much.
Love each other very much. And accidentally, daddy, when he's behind mommy.
I think that's probably.
Makes a cup of tea and everything's good.
A lovely cup of tea. Yeah. Okay,
Larry,
listen.
Sir.
So, how many other. How many other monsters.
They're not just
They're
monsters.
All monsters.
There's
okay.
people, bears.
There are humans in it, are there?
Yeah.
Thank God. Okay, so what
do you think I am?
I wasn't sure, Gary.
Oh my God!
I wasn't sure.
I'm leaving.
I think you're a bitter midget from the 80s.
Seriously, no, don't do this. Not now.
Why?
You know, litigation is one of my favorite words too. Ian Lee.
Oh my
God! You go all out.
Okay, so.
Name
it started off nicely, and it ended up in violence and threats of legal suit. Who else is in the show then?
Well, there's my boyfriend, Princeton.
Okay, he's the one that donkey punches you.
No, I don't do donkey punches.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Don't even say he does.
Okay.
Blue Bear does.
Okay.
So there's Brian.
How are you two related or what? I never really understood this.
So.
There's a character called Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you just put the microphone a little bit closer to your mouth. There we go, that's it.
Called Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, okay.
And she's a really nice Japanese lady.
Oh. Does she speak Japanese?
Yeah, but... Okay. English too.
English, okay.
Good. With a Japanese.
I speak a little bit of Japanese.
Do you?
All I can say is, kore wa dare no kasa desu ka.
What does that mean?
It means, whose umbrella is this?
Useful.
Did you ever get to say that phrase?
I was in Tokyo and I did spend the day wandering around with an umbrella just to say, and I did use it at one point.
Was it even raining?
It wasn't raining.
No.
Okay, so who else is
there? There's Brian.
Yeah.
Brian.
Yeah. Who's Christmas Eve?
Brian's fat.
Hey,
end of story. That's it. He's just a fat guy.
I wouldn't say he was fat. I'd say he was
food challenged.
And there's
food challenged.
There's Nikki and Rod, who are roommates.
Okay.
Yes. And Princeton.
And there's also a character called Lucy the Slut.
Oh,
she's got great hair.
Trekkie's nodding at that.
Yep.
You a fan of Lucy the Slut?
Who isn't?
Okay. Yeah.
She is.
She's okay. She's okay.
Amen.
I've never met this Lucy the Slut, but already I'm thinking now suddenly I'm sold
on
musical pink.
Want to see a picture?
Yeah, I would love to see a picture.
Oh, she's not there.
Oh Gary Coleman! Don't you go teasing me like that.
She has rather large memories.
Okay. that's Latin for knockers, I believe.
It certainly is.
Which, okay. And how long has the show been going for?
5 years.
No,
this is the fifth year, isn't it?
No, it started in 2006.
No, I'm being nodded at by people in a window, and they're saying 5 years.
It's in its fifth year now.
Fifth year.
Yeah.
You're both right.
Wow.
Whatever. No, I'm right. There's only one right answer, and it's
well,
Maggie.
Well, I said it starting to deadness. I was right. Coleman.
And we've been in three theaters so far.
Oh, yeah. Why is that? Why do you keep getting kicked out?
Because I keep touching people.
That would.
Trekkie keeps getting us all in trouble.
Really?
Honestly, you have no idea how easy it is to get your internet connection cut off in a theater. All you need to do is look at certain sites.
So, now, moving on swiftly. Okay. So you all live on Avenue Q, do you?
Yes. I'm not sure where I live.
Oh, that's a bit sad. Why is that?
We kind of just pop up.
Oh, you've not got a house or anything?
Like a bad disease.
Chucky, I'm not being funny. Can you shut up for a
minute? What?
I'm going to talk to these three.
These people need to hear my sultry tones.
No, this is sultry tones. You're a little bit... You're being rude about everyone, so just...
He's got your number. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is he like this all the time, Gary Coleman?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
So, I didn't hear what he said, Gary Coleman. I'm sorry. Oh, dear.
You two look like you've got the hots for each other, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we like to have a little flirt.
That's all it is.
But monster human action isn't something that goes on.
Is it possible to cross the
it's
divide?
It's possible.
Yeah?
You know, like, just,
it's just frowned on.
Just found out.
It's frowned upon.
I wouldn't say frowned upon.
No.
What?
Just like the scientists have just found out that the Cro-Magnon man may have made it with the modern human.
Wow. Hands up, who thought you were going to hear the phrase Cro-Magnon man this evening? Anyone? No.
I had no idea that was going to happen.
Well, I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm completely lost.
Yeah,
what?
It's when a mommy and a daddy love each other very much.
Trekkie.
What?
Shut up.
Sorry.
Hey, what about this David Cameron, huh? Do politics affect the world of Avenue Q? You must be. Are monsters allowed to vote?
They affect the lyric that we sing in the last number.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
A little bit of the.
Oh, yeah.
Trekkie didn't know about that.
No, I do. I just forget it.
Okay, well, you can't forget when you're doing the show. Are monsters allowed to vote? I don't know what the law is these days.
We are absolutely allowed to vote. We are a citizen of the United States.
Yep.
Okay, am I allowed to ask who you voted for?
No.
No, we're not. You're not going to tell me. That's a top secret. That's a shame. Trekkie's looking confused.
I think he probably voted for the
really
Master Raven
Loonies.
I'm
really not allowed to vote.
Why is that? You're not allowed in a booth on your own?
Well, I'm on a certain list.
Okay.
God.
Some sort of offending list.
I think...
Just move on.
I think you can say that.
I can't believe I have to share.
I think you can say it. I think you can say it. Sorry, were you having a chat there?
No.
Is everything... It's all right.
I just said I can't believe I'd have to share this stage with Trekkie.
This is a room, not a stage. So...
I'm talking about every night at work.
So much hard
Let's
work.
Be nice for Ian.
Yeah, please. I think it's gone beyond that. This has been 15 minutes of quite unpleasant. Is the show like this? Are you friendly in the show?
Yeah! The show's great. The show's great fun.
Nope. I'm sure the show is fun, but... Sorry.
What?
Hell no.
But is it...
The show's not fun?
Listen,
no,
musicals...
Friendly.
Musicals have to have... They have to have a happy ending.
They
have to by design. Of course they do. You can't tell me this has got an unpleasant ending.
I didn't say this has. I just said, does a musical have to have a happy ending?
Of course it does. Scientifically, otherwise
okay,
it's...
Okay, all right.
Otherwise it doesn't work. Is it friendly? In the show.
Friendly, yes.
Yeah.
It's a good fun show.
Yes.
It's a romp. I hear lots of English people calling
Very
it
funny.
A romp. You use that word inly? A romp.
I've not used the word romp ever in my 36 years.
Okay, 36.
How would you define a romp? It's when a mummy and
daddy love
each other very much.
Oh, here we are again.
Okay,
oh,
I'm guessing that this isn't for children though. If there's
puppets, really.
Monster. Sorry, the P word slipped out. Full monster intercourse taking place.
No, not
for full, kids. Half and half.
Some teenagers will like it, definitely.
Okay,
yeah, older teens.
Yeah.
Have you had any people walking out?
All the time.
Really?
I've had bits where I've been waiting when the lights come up. And I'm waiting for my bit, and I just see like a whole family. You see them like big, smaller.
You just see them
all walk out. And I'm like, don't be like that. At least see what happens.
They can't all need the toilet at the same time. That's a weird family, if that's...
that's true.
So people leave. I guess, you know, that you see a... Because I've seen the posters on the tubes, and it's like, you know, hey, pretty people, pretty, what you call monsters.
Yeah.
And it looks like, you know, like Sesame Street.
It is.
It was kind of inspired by Sesame Street.
Right.
Originally. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's kind of Sesame Street for adults. We're all learning lessons as we go along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember the Cookie Monster doing a donkey punch on Oscar the Grouch.
Well, as we said, it's Sesame Street for adults.
For adults.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotta keep the 36-year-olds
like
in
real life.
Interested, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
and so have you all been Avenue Qers for the whole time?
What?
That was almost a sentence. Wasn't almost. It?
Have you been an Avenue QR all the time?
No.
It was almost a sentence. Go on, it's been a long day. I've only had 4 hours. I've just been interviewing Paul Stanley from Kiss. I'm a little bit bit tongue-tied. Hey. You fan of Kiss, Trekkie?
I love to kiss.
Everything is about.
I'll kiss you. If
no, you
ask.
Will not come. Tricky. You will not. Can I feel you though?
Can I feel you? You can feel me.
Oh my god!
I'm leaving.
Oh.
Yeah,
I want one.
Yeah.
I'll
have a little.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, touch
well,
it. Can,
oh,
I, can
nice.
I touch? Can I touch?
Well, touch my hand.
Oh, I was coming to go. Oh,
she's a lady.
You ain't touching me.
Come on, no, Gary Coleman.
Ain't
come
happening.
Feel his head.
Go get that.
It's me,
get away
Gary
from me,
Coleman.
Jesus.
Come here.
God, he's
kiss him. Kiss him, Gary.
He's getting kissed in her. Kiss him.
I'm not playing with you.
I was the very, very furry, aren't you?
Well, yes, I am. I'm a monster.
Is there anything you can do about that? Is there any
well, what
creams
else
or
would I do? I'm furry.
You could shave. If you're thinking you could shave.
Well, then I'd be bald.
Well, you, like your face.
You're like one of those strange
cats. I shave my face. I'm
she's
furry.
Proud of who she is.
Okay.
Okay.
I have to fight this all the time. I find that racist.
Is it? Ah. Uh-huh. Ah. Now you played the R card. There's not a lot I can do to that, is there?
Not on the radio.
No, no, I can either challenge it and look like, you know, a BMP against... Or I can say, I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean any offence at all. Please
and
don't be offended.
Aren't you pretty? I should say.
She's not very pretty, though.
Just say it anyway. What? She's proud.
And aren't you pretty? With the lovely big eyes and the hair.
Thank you.
All over your body.
Not everywhere.
You're walking a very thin line.
Or so I've heard.
Very thin line. Don't push me.
Whereas Gary Coleman's got no hair at all, which is which is amazing.
Again, I can tell you out of experience. Nothing.
Hey.
So okay, listen.
Yeah.
So the show is the show. Where the hell is the show on? For goodness' sake.
The Wyndham's Theatre.
The Wyndham. Which one's that? Where is?
That's the one near Leicester Square Tube.
Charing Cross Road.
Literally, come out of the tube.
Tell me from the tube. Okay, so going out from the tube.
Just
yes.
That's it. You're there. Just come out of the tube.
There are like three exits, aren't there?
Yeah, there's two. Which exit do I need?
On Charing Cross Road.
Charing Cross Road exit, right?
Yeah, but everyone ever comes out of one.
No,
it's really easy to see because there are pictures of...
Just look up, it's yellow.
All right.
It's a great big yellow theatre.
So it's a great big yellow theatre?
Yeah.
And how long... Are you going to be there for much longer or are you going to get moved on again?
Yep. They're
well,
just
yeah,
booking
we're
there
me forever. There.
We're booking until the end of September. That's right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
tickets
what?
From £10.
And then it's closing down.
No.
It's moving to another theatre.
And then they will open another booking period.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The suits gave you the thumbs up, kids.
The suits gave us a thumbs up. But I still
got a job.
You've got work for another 4 months. Well done.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's definitely the musical to come and see if you're scared of regular musicals.
Yeah, I think I might come and check it out because I don't.
It's about real life.
Yeah,
real life
for London. Yeah. And I have the CD here as well. Let's go through some of these songs here.
Okay.
Everyone's a little bit racist. If
yes.
If you were gay, oh, okay. Here's if you were gay, Trekkie. If you were gay,
yeah.
I'm presupposing that you're a heterosexual monster.
I think we are all God's children in the dark.
Okay.
So I don't care.
A hole's a hole.
Yep.
Trisexual.
I'll try anything,
that's
baby.
Right, there we go. I set him up.
You. Okay, so if you, so Trekkie, who is your gay choice then? I'll put my cards on the table. If Duncan Bannatyne from the Dragon's Den came in this room and asked me to touch him, I would do it.
Wow! Really?
For the money,
I think
you
he's
slut.
Wow. I think he's quite sexy.
Oh my god!
Do you not think he's tall? He's wealthy. He's very confident. He's good looking.
Is it about the money, Ian?
The money is a factor in it,
yeah.
Definitely. But I would definitely go gay for Duncan Bannatyne.
Wow.
Trekkie, have you got a gay choice?
Tom Jones.
Really?
Yep.
He's gone for, now that he's stopped dyeing his hair, he's gone all...
Silver fox.
Yeah, the
and the goatee as well. He reminds me of me. And I touch myself.
He should be so lucky, Trekkie.
Okay. Yellow Bear, who would you swing the other way for?
I think... Oh, God, this is such a hard question.
It's
not a hard question. Scarlett Johansson all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Good
yeah.
choice.
Yeah, good choice.
She's beautiful. Natural beauty.
You'd pay to watch?
I didn't say that.
I think you did.
You were gonna.
I think it's on sale for that. Is this all right? K-Monster.
Yeah.
You do look, would you, who would you, which, who?
What were you going to say? She looks like...
Nothing.
What?
Nothing at all. Which, you look a little bit... You know, with the hair and everything.
I look a little bit like
you. Oh, my
God. Nothing. Who, if
say
you,
it!
No.
Ian!
You look like a rough biker lesbian.
Whoa! Biker dyke!
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. Some people would take that as a compliment. That's a compliment.
A rough biker lesbian?
Not rough.
Come on!
Okay. It's not gone. Well, they can cut that bit out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, so we'll do. They'll cut that bit out. We'll do an edit point.
What?
So, Kay Monster, who would you go gay for?
Well, maybe Sandra Bullock. She's very nice.
Yeah. Sandra Bullock?
I'm going with Sandra Bullock.
Ah, I like Sandra Bullock.
You look like her. You do.
That's because she looks like her.
What?
She could go lesbian for herself.
Like Sandra Bullock.
Oh, thanks very much.
It would be nice, wouldn't it be sexy having sex with someone who looked exactly like you, though? Because then you could imagine. Oh. No, just me there.
That'd be great. No, that'd be great.
Because then you could imagine that it's you that you're pleasuring.
And see your own your own final face.
Why don't you just look in the mirror?
They can't. Surely they can't use any of this. Can they?
I don't think they can. Can you use any of this interview?
No, they can't.
Really?
Not at all.
They can use her at the Wyndham Theatre, and that's it.
Gary.
Hello.
Who would your choice be?
Sigourney Weaver.
No, you've got to go gay.
I'm going gay. That's as manly as I can go.
Listen, okay. They're going to cut all of this out. Let's go through the other songs. I'm not wearing underwear today. That's fun to do that, isn't it?
That's only a little number. It's very short.
Oh, okay, this is kind of a sexy feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a fine line. That sounds.
It's my song.
Okay, and is it a ballad? Love ballad?
It's a ballad.
Romantic? Okay.
It's gorgeous.
The more you rub someone, that's got to be a.
Christmas
Eve
sings that.
She's Japanese. She can't say owls.
Say love. Oh, okay.
Or ours.
Oh, no.
When it's meant to be owls.
Oh, you like that one, don't you? That tickled you, didn't it? Uh-huh.
Don't explain that in too much detail.
I did like that one. Schadenfreude.
Oh, that's fun.
It's a big number.
That's Gary.
Oh, what it means.
Gary, go on, sing it, Gary.
Oh, Gary, give us a bit of the song. Go on.
You sing what? It.
Come on.
Sing it.
Sing it.
After 25 years in the business, I'm not going to bow down to peer pressure, okay? Schadenfreude is a wonderful number, and it is German for people taking pleasure in your pain. No, it's not, is it?
Happiness in the misfortune of others.
Gary, are you in this show at all? I don't know what the problem
He's
is.
He's the understudy. No, it's not. What?
Oh,
what?
Don't confuse people more.
What's one of those?
Hang on a minute.
Gary Coleman waiting in the ring.
The fourth wall has just been smashed down, and suddenly we're in the Twilight Zone.
What's going on?
I don't, no idea. What do you do with a BA in English? A very good question.
That starts the whole thing off.
That starts the show.
Ah, there's not a lot you can do with it, is it, really? It's pointless.
Exactly the point of the song.
Do you have a degree, Ian Lee?
Yeah, I do. It's even more, in more pointless
in what?
Than English. Performing arts.
Oh my God!
What a waste of time that was.
Where did you go?
I went to Middlesex University.
Go ahead, girl.
I spent 3 years, bursting into song and dancing on tables.
You're a stripper?
You don't like musicals. You trained in musical theater.
That's why I don't like musicals. 3 years of that.
That's
I can understand that.
We will break this. We will break you.
I'm looking to track
you
for that.
Is that a threat?
Yeah.
I've had a long week and it's only Tuesday. God.
Okay, how many matinees? I guess you're doing matinees. They must be killers, mustn't they?
Well, they are. What? The kind of back-to-back shows. That's what we call them.
Friday and Saturday matinees.
So how long is the show run for? This is always important when I go to the theatre. How long, including the interval?
Wiggling your finger at me. Okay.
2 hours. 2 hours. 15 minutes. 2 hours. 10. 12. They're pointing fingers.
2 hours.
5 minutes.
Two hours and five minutes.
With an interval.
Yeah.
See, that's manageable.
Exactly. It's short.
And it's 5 to 8 o'clock.
I went to see Jerusalem. It was 3 days that went on for.
Yeah, but it was very good,
It was very good, but you had to bring a sleeping bag.
You did.
Thermos. Kate
needs a booster seat.
Thermos.
I didn't need a booster seat.
Well, you're only tiny. How did you see it?
Well. What?
Sorry.
Listen, I think there's probably about 5 minutes of this that they can use, so that's...
Oh, that's good.
That's very good.
Cut and paste.
Would you like to... Listen, so let's just do the business one more time. It's which theatre is it at, Trekkie?
Wyndham's.
And that's all we need to know, isn't it?
I think.
Yeah, that's it. That's
to the Wyndham.
It's beautiful.
Tickets from £10.
It's good for students.
And it starts at 8 o'clock every evening, except for Sundays.
There's no Sunday shows.
That's why there's no 8 o'clock.
What?
What's wrong with you?
Come see it. You'll love it.
Would you... We'll start with Trekkie. Would you like to just give a little message to the ladies and gentlemen? Say goodbye to the ladies and gentlemen who are listening.
0775
Dad, give me your number!
This is my only chance!
Stop it!
Call me, London! Let's get freaky.
Yellow Bear, would you like to give a little message to everybody who's listening?
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we'd love to see you at the show. Come along.
Oh, that's nice. Kate Monster. I'm sorry that we fell out a little bit. I think you're a very attractive-looking monster.
Thank you.
I wish the show the best of success. Is there anything... There we go. Is there anything that you... would like to say to the people listening and watching at home.
Please come and see our show. It's very, very funny.
Gary Coleman's nodding.
I'd agree. I'd agree with that.
Have you got a message for the
for London?
For the world. The world can get this.
Guys, come see Avenue Q. And keep listening to Ian Lee, but first come see Avenue Q.
That's what I'm talking about.
You like it?
Yeah.
Five. Yeah, baby.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for coming down. It's very nice to meet you. I will come and see the show at one point, I promise.
Thank you for having us.
It's an absolute pleasure, and I hope to see you here again one day.
Thank you.
Well
done.
Bye.
Bye now.